China has issued its first policy document for 2013, pledging to accelerate agricultural modernization and rural development. The annual policy document, issued by the Central Committee of the Communist Party of China and the State Council, has been dubbed the number one central document. It's prioritizing the diversification of production patterns. Hong Hongguan, the director of the Research Center for Rural Economy, says it also establishes a link between the various industry sections.
The bottom line is that we stick to family-run holdings and develop new collectives, including professional farms, cooperatives, and joint stock partnerships. Meanwhile, the policy also aims to link farmers with professional organizations to achieve mutual benefits and facilitate agriculture modernization.
The country has also pledged to ensure grain supplies, increase farmers' income, improve their livelihood, and push forward reforms in rural areas. Rural issues have been a traditional focus for the annual documents, and Son Hongguan says that the priority this year is to continue improving the existing framework.
It continues policymakers' emphasis on rural issues and also supplements past documents, which feature general issues such as raising farmers' income and promoting new rural development, or specific sectors such as agriculture, irrigation, and science.
This is the 10th consecutive year of the document focusing on rural issues.